Election year. The last ghostly patch of snow slips away. With it, winter's peaceful abandon melts into a memory, and you remember the mire of muck just outside your kitchen window is the garden you've struggled and promised to keep. Jeans dyed black by years of dirt, you step into the ache of your boots again. Clear dead spoils, trowel the soil for new life.
That's the poet and author Richard Blanco reading his poem Election Year. In 2013, Richard Blanco became the first Latino, the first immigrant, and the first openly gay inaugural poet, reading his poem One Today at President Obama's second inauguration. Richard Blanco's mother left Cuba voluntarily in the late 1960s when she was 7 months pregnant with Richard, and he grew up in the Cuban expat community in Miami. He joined us to talk about the death of Fidel Castro, who'll be buried in a ceremony on Sunday.
To be honest with you, in some ways, it felt a little anticlimactic in the sense that that's something the community has sort of been thinking about for a while. And of course, there's been a transfer of power already. But it is a significant sort of psychological victory in the sense that I think there's a new kind of hope, or at least not hope, but maybe new possibilities are possible, because it does mark the end of an era. For the exile community. But of course, there's still a lot to do with Cuba. And then the irony, of course, of how we're here in the United States have also sort of transferred or about to transfer power to someone who in some ways has very similar kinds of rhetoric that the people are not all the people are sort of on board with.
And there's a part in that poem where you're fighting back the vines, you're pulling the weeds, you go to sleep, and a vine can come out and ruin a lot of your work or choke off a lot of your flowers. Authoritarianism?
Yes. I mean, in a sense, it's all those layers. I mean, a garden, just like a social construct, is in some ways an artifice, right? I mean, we're still trying to figure out what a democracy is or how it best works. But it's really about the idea that that it's our responsibility also and our role to keep on top of the garden. And that's constant work. Anybody that has a garden knows that. I live up here in the middle of a forest in Maine. And, you turn your back for 1 minute and something will take over. And so, but also the idea of trusting that that's just part of the process, right? That we have to sort of push back in a way. Sometimes the garden is a bloom and everything's working fine, but you never know.
And I've noticed over the last week, of course, since the announcement of the death of Fidel Castro, that news has been this litmus test, right? Not only for Cuban Americans, but for Americans across the spectrum. How you react to Castro's death is supposed to say a lot about you, how you view not only Cuba, but how you view authoritarianism or how you view democracy or how you view political speech. You know, there's this acid test that we're going through now.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And when you see some of the political leaders around the world sort of sending these messages of, I guess, of mourning or condolences or whatnot, you find it interesting how different perspectives can be, right? And what's happening in Miami is another example of just that contrast of people like in the streets and sort of, I wouldn't say, again, I don't think they're praising someone's death, but it is symbolic in the sense of an end of an era and what a different perspective they have of what Cuba is. And then you have the people in Cuba, which I think there are many people from the early days of the revolution who the revolution really did change their lives and are in a different space of mourning right now than other communities. So, yeah, it really speaks to how complex our human beings can be.
Well, back to the garden before we let you go, Richard Blanco. I mean, it's winter now. It's December. You don't know exactly what the garden is going to look like in the springtime when things start to bloom. You have hopes for it. So, let some months go by. How do you think Cuba's going to look in another 6 months or even another 5 years?
I really hope, and I think, and this is, in some ways, as I said, it was kind of anticlimactic, Castro's death. In another way, it was very symbolic. What I do hope, and I've heard talk of this already, is that it was such a symbolic end, right? That I hope that some of sort of the moderate or less hardliner Cuban American community can maybe involve themselves in some of the efforts that the president has been doing to connect with Cuba, to reestablish relationships with Cuba and help him in these last few weeks. And depending on what Trump and what Trump does, which of course is always a wild card. And I'm also hoping that Raul Castro himself has a little more leeway now to perhaps make some of the changes that it seemed he was ready to make. As we all remember, after Obama went to Cuba, sort of Fidel Castro got on his, put on his jumpsuit and went to the Congress and told them, no way, right? And I think that that put sort of a wrench in the in some of the things that we were, that the two countries are trying to speak to.
It seems to me, in a way, that's about seeing who's going to put on their gloves, get some calluses, get out there and get their knees dirty.
Yeah, and see what happens in the spring and see how many weeds come come up or not. All we can do is sort of tend the garden, you know, and try to be. And that's what I try to do as an artist as well, is to use my work as a way of as a way of tending the garden, of making sure those weeds are called out, so to speak.
Richard Blanco, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Richard Blanco is a poet and author, most recently of The Prince of Cocuyos, A Miami Childhood. He was also the first immigrant, the first Latino, and the first openly gay inaugural poet.